Now there's one other pair of objects we've got to look at. These are the loops connecting the peripheral helices 1 and 3 to the central helix 2. These are considered to be beta strands, wherefore the structure of the histone monomer core may be described as helix strand helix, or HSH for short. Since I know of no standard names for these particular strands, I simply call them beta strand 1 and beta strand 2. As you can see, I have arbitrarily assigned the numbering beta strand 1 to the loop closest to helix 1. By default, then, the other beta strand shall be numbered beta strand 2 in the slides to come. As we shall see later, these beta strands will interact with the beta strands of adjacent histone monomers to form small beta sheet-like structures. These are referred to as beta bridges. The beta bridges are rich in basic residues and are considered to be important sites of DNA binding. By the way, most of my terminology follows that of Ramakrishnan, whose excellent review was my own first introduction to histone science, wherefore I must now give the reference. His review is entitled Histone Structure and the Organization of the Nucleosome. This is a 1997 article, but as we've pointed out earlier, with respect to the structural aspects of histone history, 1997 is still fairly current. Well, we've been looking at a static two-dimensional picture of the histone monomer up to now. Let's see what this thing really looks like.